2020 is ending on a brighter note for arts organizations in Connecticut. The latest COVID relief bill includes funding for arts venues like theaters. And as Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hartman reports, Connecticut has doled out $9 million to 154 arts organizations statewide to help them weather the downturn caused by the pandemic.
The state's COVID Relief Fund for the Arts uses funding from the CARES Act, the first congressional package, as well as the state's Coronavirus Relief Fund to help struggling arts organizations stay afloat during the pandemic. Elizabeth Shapiro is the director of Connecticut's Office of the Arts. She says 2020 hit the creative sector hard.
Right here in Connecticut, that translates to $2.4 billion in estimated cumulative lost sales revenue, over 33,000 in estimated lost jobs, and an estimated $400 million in economic losses for arts and cultural nonprofits.
The Goodspeed Opera House alone lost an estimated $5 million due to the pandemic. They were awarded a little over $532,000 in funding. The producer of Goodspeed musicals, Donna Lynn Hilton, says while the grant will help sustain the Goodspeed, the organization still has a long road ahead.
We don't know when we will be able to reopen and when our audience will be comfortable returning to us. We hope that we can begin producing 7 or 8 months from now, but even then we will still be a very long way from financial stability.
More funding may be on the way for live theaters like the Goodspeed. The latest federal aid bill includes the Save Our Stages Act, which will allocate $15 billion in grants to independent movie theaters, as well as live arts and music venues that have been closed during the pandemic. The legislation was supported by Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. Ray Hartman, Connecticut Public Radio.